So we don't really know how this is going to start, how it's going to flow, but what we wanted to find just the way that it would start. And pretty much what's been inspiration to do this is I'm going back into entrepreneurship, and it's been a journey in many cases. And Jason and I have spoke a lot about it. He's helped me tremendously to grow what I wanted to do. And part of it became this podcast. But where we're going to is I'm going to be in Brookline, Massachusetts to do my own personal training in person. So when I started off everything, I was a solo coach, got some certifications. You may have heard this in past episodes, but if you're new to this, there's just been a journey of starting at a 9-to-5 and deciding that I want to go full go on my own and dive into the fitness industry. So we'll see where this conversation goes, and we'll be able to reflect back on this, but I hope that you guys can take some lessons and inspiration from part of our journey and part of my journey that's gotten me to where we're going to go. So this is part one of the uncut and raw journey of BT.
Yes, I'm very excited for this because I think this is the type of content that everyone always looks for, wants, but it's so hard to find because most people don't start documenting their journey until they're already into it. This is a very unique opportunity for you to be able to kind of share this story as you're going through the steps. And, you know, you already started BT way back when, and now you're transitioning into the new era, the new phase. So I'm curious, as you're in the early steps of getting this thing restarted, what are some of the key things that you're going through right now, things on your mind? And let's just start there.
Key things I'm going through now is getting in a good mental space, leaving where I'm currently at. Before I decided to move to Boston, you know, I mentioned I started coaching, and I started coaching on the side, and then I left my job and started fully coaching on my own. There was a lot of things I didn't know. So I didn't know at the time how to run my own business. I saw a vision of, hey, I want to open up my own space. I did not have a single clue how to do that, the legal work behind it, anything like that. So I kept telling Monica, my soon-to-be wife, that, hey, when I move to Boston, it's going to happen when I open up a studio space. But the big thing was there was a gap that I had to find a way over and bridge that gap. So I end up joining a team in Boston, and that's pretty much where I was for about 2 years, and it's been great. I learned a whole bunch, but I lost track of the vision that I had. So everything that's going through my mind currently is reigniting that flame and the action behind, okay, I want to build a brand. Like, what is that thing that I want to build again? Versus I loved where I was at, but I did everything I could and I gave it all I got to build what was there. Now I want to go back and build something for me and build something for who wants to be part of it and build something for a community that I want to create for my own. So my mind is going in, how do I build that? How do I stay motivated and creative to do that again? And then I have a list of things to do in the next few months. Because as we start this, it's now February. I'm going to go full dive into this projected date of June 1st. So I have a few months here.
Yeah. And, you know, obviously you have some time as you're planning. So far, as you're starting to make this preparation, getting everything done, has there been any like big challenges, new learning lessons? Like, I think a lot of that you have to benefit from is, you know, you've run your own business now for a little while before even going to Jet and working there. Then you learned a lot there. I know we talk about it all the time, all the great people you got to learn from, great things you got to do there. Is there any key challenge that's kind of come up that maybe is new to you so far in this process?
Right now, it's very internal. I'm a big person. I'm a person that continues to be stuck in my head a bunch sometimes. And if I let it happen, I'll go down a rabbit hole. So my biggest thing is like, okay, business formation, what is the right thing for me? I'm leaning towards the LLC route, and obviously you'll hear part of this as we build it, the confirmation of what's being built, but I'm leaning towards that route because the limited liability is huge, and the profession that I do, we do, like, we don't want, I don't want my assets to be chased or pursued, or however I want to phrase that. So want some protection.
Protect
there.
Yourself. Yep,
100%. Protect yourself. So that's like a starting point, is like knowing what to do there, how creative I want to go. So like the brand to start, like I really want it, my audience, the people I serve are general public, general population. I don't want the brand to be super intimidating. So when I started, the logo was a silhouette of me flexing, and it's a big muscular guy, and the name Beast. I didn't want that to be intimidating and only call in like male buff clients that want to get huge. Like I didn't want that. It's not a bro brand, essentially. I wanted a brand for everybody, and what it stands for is believe, elevate, accomplish, shine, transform. So I want to find a way, and I'm going to continue to find a way to make that a welcoming feeling for people to feel that, like, hey, like the phrase of like, you're a beast, I am, you look like a beast, you are a beast. How can that be empowering to other people rather than intimidating to other people? So some of the challenges now is just rebuilding that brand. How do I make it more welcoming, rekindling the logo, making it more modern, making it more with the trends that's going on now, business formation, and not overthinking that part of it. And then obviously, honestly, being patient, because I have a timeline, and as of now, being completely transparent, since I know that's where I'm going, there are some parts that I'm waiting. Like, I'm not going to physically own the space I'm at, but I'm going to be a collaborator within the space. So I'm waiting for some legal work to be completed there so I can review that. And obviously, as of now, I know that'll be the place, but I have to see that it matches everything I'm looking at before I can even prepare stepping and parting away or parting ways from where I currently am. The long-winded answer to that, hopefully that answered that.
No, that's great. I mean, I think anything at this point in time, you know, you have experience, so it's not necessarily like the beginning for you. It might not be as fresh as, you know, deer in headlights as someone doing this for the first time, which is great, because I think you get to bring a little bit of experience to be able to talk about some of those just business fundamentals in general, but also just knowing, like, doing this, what do we want to call it? A relaunch, essentially, of going back into it for the second time here. There's still unknowns. There's still challenges. There's still things like that. So for the listeners out there, I think it's important for them to have an understanding of, like, you don't have to know everything to get started. The key is just get started. You're going to learn as you go. You're going to keep building, and you're going to find people that can help you when you need to be able to get the things that maybe you're not an expert in done as well.
I love that last point. That last point has to, like, be emphasized. When I first got into personal training, building my business, building my brand, I thought I had to do it all on my own. And now that I've, you know, stepped away from that a little bit, learned from a great team, learned from other people, and built a lot of relationships, there's so many people out there that want to help you. Like with this whole rebrand process, I have people helping me. Jason's been a huge part in it with our logos that, or how do I want to phrase it? Even just the transformation, no pun intended, over our logo, the branding, and being able to talk to him about it, and then expanding it to be able to power the podcast. Like, he's been part of a lot of it. So, like, there's a lot more people out there willing to help you. And, you know, if you want to go far, you got to do it with people. So I think the second I was able to accept that, and I'm still working on fully accepting that, the more and more I've noticed that, like, that is the key to expansion. So that's currently where I'm at too.
Love that. Any last points you want to tack on before we wrap up here for the end of part one?
Write things out. So, like, as I'm in this early stage and I have a few months, write things out. Like, I look towards my side and I have an erase board, and then I mapped out the next 1, 2, 3, 4, the next 5 months, essentially. And each thing has, you know, targets I'll do each month, and some may get pushed. I may be able to get some done earlier, but you need some type of roadmap. And that's been giving me the ability to be more creative and also get out of my head sometimes. It's so easy to think, oh my God, okay, I have this much time, I have to get this all done. Write it out, create a roadmap so you know which way to go, and then hopefully learn from me. We're going to continue to document this, like Jason said, and we'll find a way that we can all grow together, essentially.
Love that. Yep. So stay tuned. With that, if you're new, subscribe to the podcast, as well as share it with a friend if you thought that it's provided some value and made you laugh. And with that, stay ignited.